Righto.
Okay, we'll get a wee conversation now for a wee few minutes from your wife, Bridget. Or Teresa, I mean.
Where does it come from?
Right, Teresa. You went to Glasson School, is that it?
I went to Glasson School.
And you lived quite close to it, like?
I lived, I could run up for a bowl of brahan every day. It was kept from the night before. You'd get out at from 12 to half 12. There'd be no dinner ready for us at that time. We'd get our dinner then when we'd come home in the evening at after 3 o'clock. With a Master O'Donnell from... the teachers all came from the back, as we call the back country. I suppose they all had plenty of Irish, that was why. And...
You got on well at school though, Teresa.
Well, we did in a way. Well, there were no exams that time, I don't think. There was nobody going on for anything. We just did the work out in the fields and so on. But when I went to work, my sisters, I was this, there were 8 of us all together, 8 of us. Betty and Roisin and Sheila went to Dublin. They went to nursing St. Brendan's. It was Green's Gorman that time. It was called Green's Gorman. So I thought I'd stay near her home. So I'd do an exam for Letterkenny. Yeah, I was called the next day.
This was for St. Connell's, like you?
I for Letterkenny.
Yeah.
I wanted to stay home with my mother more or less.
Right. So it was psychiatric nursing?
Psychiatric nursing. You had to study the red book and the blue book. They used to say, I swallowed the red book. You need to swallow it to know it. But you see, Roisin used to say, oh, you might be asked this and you might be asked that. And she had me stuck in the book all the time, trying to study it. And then I told you before, there were 12 of us sat for the exam, only 3 got through. You know, they were very particular in those days. I suppose they didn't want as many nurses, I don't know.
But you were one of the 3 who...
One of the 3, and a girl from Fannard, and John Cunningham from Loughist. He's dead now, and I don't know what about Bonnie. I don't know what, she could be dead too. I'm still here.
So you went to work then in St. Connell's?
And I went to work in St. Connell's. You'd get promotion, but well, I was charging it for a good old a certain division. So, there were a big laundry there too, also hiding the laundry, and then you'd be changed to another division and so on like that.
So you spent years there?
Oh, indeed, I was most of 12 years in it. When you got married, you had to leave. Well, I was asked to go back, but then I was in a family and sure. Was down here. In no way, they can nurse now when they're married and all.
It was terrible the way, you know, when girls got married, that they had to just...
They had to go then.
Ridiculous.
There were some of them old ones never got married because, well, they didn't. They thought more of their pay. You only got paid once a month, I think. I think we got our pay once a month.
And you stayed in Letterkenny, Teresa?
I stayed in Letterkenny, aye. Through time then you got your own room in the nurse's home, and that was the building next to the gate. I don't know what it's like now, I never been there. I suppose there's still ones in it.
Teresa.
Oh, everyone's at large now. So they go down the streets now and with their guns with them and everything. Terrible.
Teresa, your mum was, your mother was, what was her first name?
Mary Ann Gallagher. She was Kelly before she was married.
Yeah.
She lived in Masnash. Do you know where Masnash is?
I do, yeah.
And my daughter's living there now in Masnash.
So she was a relation of Neil McGillivray, you said?
Oh, aye. She lived up in Fermoor. McGillivray lived in Fermoor. He never married. I don't know who he lived with. I didn't know much about him. They were older than my day.
But you remember him?
Oh, I remember him. I remember him going to hospital. I think he had a sore foot or something. I wouldn't be long in hospital that time. Now they get them in all the day.
But he was a relation of your mother, wasn't he?
I was her uncle.
Her uncle?
Her uncle. Neil McGillivray. McBride, Neil McBride.
Yeah. He wrote his name on the cards.
Oh, he was in the blacksmith one day. It was the blacksmith, he called, to get his horse shod. And the guard came along and he saw the name in Irish. And by the way, he didn't know it. Suppose he didn't know it. It was English. England was ruling us then. He was summoned for having his name in English or in Irish.
In Irish on the cast.
On the cast. And someone came along and said that was terrible. A man had to go to jail for that. So, he wouldn't pay the fine. He wouldn't pay it. He did go to jail. He went to Derry, he went to that time, Derry jail. So this man paid the fine then, and he was released. So Neil was sent home again because the fine was paid, and that was the way. Oh, he made a lot of good songs too. But
he did, you know. Do you remember some of them, Teresa?
He made them in Irish and English. And
he wrote Noreen Bond, didn't he?
Wasn't in Mountjoy one Monday morning? No,
definitely not.
No.
Oh,
I don't know. You see, that time there was no such thing as typing anything. That's a wee house. Suppose the wee house is a nice. See, we don't go round that road. You could go round that road and come out onto this road. But we don't pay whenever. I don't know who works it. There's a Donald Kelly. He was on the wireless there one night. Bridge rang me and from the again. She said, Donald Kelly's on tonight. There were a lot of TB going that time. He took TB and he was sent up to Galway Sanatorium, I think it was Galway. He got over it. He married one of the nurses from it. And I don't know whether his photo. No, it was on TV. Some of his young photos were on too. So, I don't know if she's living or not. I don't know what part. She was a nurse in the hospital. I don't know where, what part she was from. Som butcher living yet, they're living up in Galway.
So was Donald Kerry, was he talking about Neil McGillivray on the radio?
No, he wasn't. No, no, I don't know. What do you mean? There was a bit of a mess at the beginning of it, because I didn't know what was on. I mean, if you were told of someone from a way up the country, you would never think more on it.
Do you remember any more of his writing that he composed, Teresa?
What Muhammad some down here? No, I don't know. I suppose that my mother would know all his songs.
Yeah.
For she lived, my mother, when she was young, she stayed up in Fermoor for a while. Then she went away to America. When you went away to America, then you didn't speak any Irish. That's why she had no Irish, I suppose. She came home and then she married you from Glasson.
What was his name?
A dinner scholar.
Right.
From Glasson.
Did he have Gaelic? Did he speak Gaelic?
I suppose he... Well, I don't know. He didn't speak Irish to us. I don't know. I suppose he was over and back working in Scotland, maybe. And mother's keeping house. He worked in Scotland.
And sending money back home.
I send money back home. There'd come a letter every few weeks. There'd be a few pounds in it. That's what...
And your mother would be waiting for that, like?
She would. Aye, postman would come.
Gee, times were hard too, weren't they?
Aye.
Well, Teresa,
I'll
leave it there now, and
well,
another day maybe you'll think of more stories.
Oh,
from.
Well, and I know.
This woman, is a cousin married on Coast Laddie, married a sister of Dorothy's wife.
Conal Kelly?
Aye.
All right.
Do you know Conal Kelly?
I
Conal.
Conal.
Conal, I do.
He's married, he's a cousin of her.
All right, I
and
know
he's
him.
He's married a sister of Dorothy's. His wife's a sister of Dorothy's wife.
Right.
And the two sisters, aren't they? Aye.
Oh, they are,
aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
They are.
I was over in, Conal a time or two.
Were you?
I was.
And Mina Niller, yeah.
I was in a few times.
Right, well, thanks anyway for your time, both
you
of you.
You need a machine in the end, I'll show you these.
What are you doing with
I'll show you these places. You finish them now, yeah?
Aye,
right, thanks.